A Prayer for When You Want to Quit by Alicia Headley, read by Leah Martin. Not only that, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint. Romans 5:3-5. I tend to be a quitter. If you're anything like me, it comes easy to walk away from something that feels difficult, whether it's a fitness class, a friendship, a home project, or diet. When it comes to being a writer, I've wanted to walk away a lot. It gets fearful and lonely at times. It's easy to believe that although I'm being faithful to the task God's assigned me, I'm somehow discouraged and I think about quitting. I sometimes feel it's easier to give up than to persevere. However, today's verse encourages me. Whatever it is that you're suffering in, the thing that makes you feel like you want to give up, Romans 5:3-5 says to hang on and keep persevering, because perseverance builds your character. And although you may suffer through discouragement or doubt, there is hope as the reward, and this reward does not disappoint. So if God's called you to it, hang on, persevere. Are you wanting to walk away from your marriage because it doesn't look the way it's supposed to look? Hang on, persevere. Have you applied for that dream job and no doors are opening? Hang on, persevere. Are you tired of fighting for that prayer that never seems to be answered? Hang on, persevere. Are you weary of waiting around for a husband to find you? Hang on, persevere. As believers, let's rejoice in our sufferings, because it leads to perseverance, and perseverance produces character, and ultimately, it brings us to the hope we have in the Lord. Hope is worth hanging on and fighting for. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you that you sent your Son to earth as our greatest example of what it means to persevere. Thank you that we can look at his life and see that although his present sufferings were hard and one may have easily given up, he persevered. He did not give up. And his reward was the hope he had in you. Thank you that you are with us every step of the way. And even though we feel like giving up, because what we see with our eyes is different than what we expect, we know that you're working on our behalf. We ask that you give us strength to persevere. We ask that you uplift us in times of discouragement. For when I'm weak, you are strong. We pray that you'd make our way purposeful and our steps firm in you when we're tired and weary. May we honor you by staying obedient and faithful on this journey. For we know that you've promised us that we'll reap a harvest if we do not give up. Thank you for this truth. Give us a heart to keep persevering. In Jesus' name, amen.
Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. God invites us to cultivate thankful hearts by turning our eyes toward Him in good times and bad.
To listen to more Abide Christian Meditations, just go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Christian Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.